Good morning, it's Wednesday, November 6th. You're listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. A bill that would outlaw almost all abortions in the state is set to be debated by the full state Senate when it meets in January. Yesterday, a Senate committee approved the so-called fetal heartbeat bill after reinstating exceptions for rape and incest. Even with the rape and incest exceptions being returned to the bill, opponents like Colleton County Democrat Margie Bright Matthews are vowing to try and kill it in the full Senate.
It's still going to be a fight on the floor because you know what? I'm the only woman that's here with a lot of people that aren't women telling me what I need to do with my body. It's going to be a fight.
A number of states have passed bills similar to the fetal heartbeat bill, but they've all been blocked by federal courts. A man who has already spent 8 years of a life sentence in prison in the death of a 3-year-old South Carolina girl has been resentenced after winning an appeal. Michael Huckabee pleaded guilty to homicide by child abuse aiding and abetting and was sentenced yesterday to 17 years behind bars. A jury convicted Huckabee of first-degree criminal sexual conduct as well in Edna Hunt's death in 2013. But the South Carolina Court of Appeals overturned the conviction, saying a state agent was allowed to testify to information beyond his experience on the girl's injuries. Her mother, Atelia Hunt, is serving 20 years after pleading guilty to her daughter's death. Authorities say the child died from an untreated urinary tract infection and had other injuries. Charleston's mayoral race is now down to 2 candidates. The Post and Courier newspaper is reporting Mayor John Tecklenburg and long-serving City Councilman Mike Seekings will meet in a November 19th runoff. Charleston County's Board of Elections precinct data showed Tecklenburg was slightly ahead of Seekings yesterday, with 48% of the vote, less than 50% plus one needed for an outright win. Around 25% of voters showed up to the polls yesterday, slightly more than the 2015 and 2011 mayoral elections. Officials say nearly a quarter of the bus drivers in the Sumter School District didn't show up for their routes yesterday. Sumter School District spokeswoman Shelley Galloway says an anonymous letter sent to district officials yesterday morning said the drivers wanted higher pay and other job improvements. Several people gathered outside the school district office with signs calling for raises for bus drivers. Galloway told the Sumter Item that coaches, teachers, and regular drivers all helped to fill in for the missing drivers and get students to school. About 20 of the district's 90 bus drivers missed work. A pair of condo projects in opposite ends of the state highlight how fast South Carolina is growing and how developers are racing to meet demand. South Carolina Public Radio's Scott Morgan has this.
Less than a month after an official groundbreaking at the old Woodside Mill in Greenville, construction is ramping up. Developers are busy converting the site into about 300 luxury apartments. GSA Business Report says the 500,000-square-foot mill was the largest single roof mill in the world when it opened in 1927. Meanwhile, officials in North Myrtle Beach want to annex 12 acres to make room for an expanded RV resort. The Sun newspaper says the deal comes with an option to build as many as 200 condominiums, but exercising that option would take further approval by the city. In Rock Hill, I'm Scott Morgan for South Carolina Public Radio.
The National Park Service has awarded the second of 2 grants to Historic Columbia to turn the home of civil rights activist Modjeska Simpkins into a museum. The first grant was used to bring the site up to code. Historic Columbia Executive Director Robin Waits says the second grant will be used to tell Simpkins' story.
The next phase is the interpretation on the interior of the building. We'll have the capacity to tell a complete story of Modjeska Simpkins' life in Columbia and the work that she did throughout her decades-long career.
The project is scheduled for completion in 2020. It's supported through a grant from the African American Civil Rights Program and is administered by the National Park Service, Department of Interior. The Modjeska Simpkins House is located in downtown Columbia on Marion Street and is almost 130 years old. Those are your morning headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.